Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004. Point number 46. Importance of forgiveness. Do not give many corrections, but forgive them. Each one is cleverer than the next in giving corrections. Each one is cleverer than the next. This is the statement Baba has used many times. Who is clever? It's difficult to say. Baba always said, each one of you is ahead than the next. Ek dusre se aage. That's what Baba says. Each one is cleverer than the next. In what? Giving corrections. However, give corrections with forgiveness. You can give teachings and corrections in the form of reading the Murli, giving courses, holding programs. But when it comes to interacting in your work, then give teachings with forgiveness. Do not just give corrections. Give corrections whilst being merciful. Then your mercy will work in such a way that weaknesses of others will be forgiven. Do you understand? Baba is asking. Do you understand? Samjha? Have you understood? Ashish bhai? Have you understood? Do you understand? Baba is asking. So, this is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004. Do not give many corrections, but forgive them. Each one is cleverer than the next in giving corrections. However, give corrections with forgiveness. You can give corrections and corrections in the form of reading the Murli, giving courses, holding programs. But when it comes to interacting it in your work, then give teachings with forgiveness. Do not just give corrections. Give corrections whilst being merciful. Then your mercy will work in such a way that weaknesses of others will be forgiven. Do you understand? So Baba is telling here that you all are very clever, very smart in giving corrections to others, in correcting others, in teaching others where they are wrong, where they need to improve. But if at all you want to give correction, there should be one additional quality that should be attached to that, which is that mercy. In one of the Avyakta Murli, Baba has said, there are three stages in giving shiksha, in giving correction to others. If you don't undergo these three stages and you straight away give corrections, that person may get hurt and he will never, never, ever correct himself. If you give correction to any particular person, if you straight away tell him, this habit is very bad. You should never sleep in I saw you sleeping in at Amrit Vela. You should please mend your ways. Will that person ever correct himself? Never, probably. Because you have, in correcting him, rather you have done ego satisfaction. You are in fact, you are satisfying your own ego. The feeling that he should do good Amrit Vela and he should not sleep is less. But feeling that I should correct him is more. I have corrected him. I have taught him. I am teaching him. That feeling is there somewhere. This is the feeling of superiority. That feeling of superiority is there. Suppose somebody is there and sleeping at Amrit Vela. Okay. If one somebody is sleeping. And you shout at that person publicly. In fact, what you are doing is, you are satisfying your own ego. It has nothing to do with that person. That person is just a medium who has come in between and you have satisfied your ego. It is that ego satiation that has occurred. You are fulfilling that unsatisfied, dissatisfied ego. So, Baba said, whenever you give correction to anybody, do not tell point blank you are wrong. Do not tell anybody you should stop doing this. Do not tell anybody the way you behaved was very absurd. That is against all the Brahmin rules and codes of conduct. You are against Srimat. In fact, when you tell somebody like this, you satisfy yourself. You are against Srimat. You don't know the rules and regulations of Brahmin life. You don't know how to live in Madhuban. This is Madhuban. To tell others. Even this is the act of arrogance, a subtle arrogance. You are very new. You do not know things. We are here for a long time. We know everything. Everybody knows us. We are close to seniors. These are all actions of arrogance.
Ego.
This is ego also. We have seen here people who are very, very old and who are staying here for such a long time, and yet they are so down to earth. For example, our Chiman Bhai, so down to earth, and I have never seen that streak of egoism anywhere, anytime. I have never heard him scolding others, teaching Srimad. Or ego that I am very old, I know everything. Ego of the place, ego of the position, ego of being senior, ego of knowing things which are around, the rules, the regulations, the laws. We know more. You are new. Please do not interfere in the system which is formed here. You must know. You are an outsider. Please do that. So this is all, you know. We are trying to give corrections. See, Baba is saying everybody is cleverer than the next in giving corrections. Of course, I am not telling not to do this. But Baba has given three stages in giving corrections. If we do not pass through each one of those three stages and we straight away give correction to others, that person will get hurt. First thing. That person will never try to correct himself or herself. That person will have negative feelings and vibrations for you throughout the life. Not just now, always, for a long time. So what are those three stages? First, get situated in your own self-respect. If I know that somebody has committed some mistake, some blunder, somebody has gone somewhere wrong, amiss, first step is get situated in self-respect, Soman. First. Second, think of all the specialities that soul has got. It's a very difficult task. Suppose you have given somebody to prepare rice. Okay. Guests are coming. And he has spoiled everything. Now, what I should do? Should I blast on him? What should I do? Should I try to find out some other way? How do I correct that person? Because now the guests are here, about to come within 20 minutes. And we had given a task, important task to that person, and he has spoiled everything. Now how to handle? This is a very tough situation to handle. Yeah, that is also there. So that is why Baba said, before you give correction, you should be, because when we give correction, when we have planned insult in our mind. We have planned that I am going to insult this person, I am going to thrash him, I am going to scold him. Before that, we do a mental planning. And with that we go. And then, we scold that person. So now, Baba is saying, get situated in self-respect, who I am. Not just I am soul, but which soul? First. Second, see all the specialities of that soul. And third, with the feeling of mercy, Shama and Shiksha. There is a Murli on this. Shama and Shiksha. You cannot give Shiksha without Shama. And if you try to, that person will never, never improve. So, it is feeling of mercy, feeling of forgiveness, and then you try to correct that person. Baba has given the example of field. In the field, what is that known as? Plug. Plow? Plow. Plow. That is known as plow. Hull. If you try to plow that land, if you try to sow seeds without plowing, that will go futile, that will go waste. First you have to plow, then only hull, the real solution will come, otherwise it will not come. Baba uses rhyming in Hindi. You have to use that plow over that land, and then you put the seed of correction. So first, get situated in Soman. Second, see his speciality, see him as a soul, situate him into Soman, into self-respect, and third, with the feeling of mercy, with the feeling of forgiveness, then give corrections. Then that soul will improve. Otherwise, whatever we do, that is simply an act of ego satisfaction. And this ego is so subtle, that it never spares anyone. Anyone. Everybody is in the grip of that subtle ego. In different ways, different forms. So, do not give many corrections, but forgive them. Each one is cleverer than the next in giving corrections. However, give correction with forgiveness. You can give teachings and correction in the form of reading the Murali, giving courses, holding programs. But when it comes to interacting into your work, then give teachings with forgiveness. Do not just give corrections. Give corrections while being merciful. Then your mercy will work in such a manner that the weakness of others will be forgiven. Then the mercy will work. Then your correction will work. Otherwise, correction is not going to work. No matter, we do have good wishes for that soul, but there is arrogance in our way of correction. There is arrogance in our words. And there is always eagerness to correct others. Hold. Patience. If somebody you see doing some mistake, wait. Do not go headlong and correct that person. Wait. Let some time buffer should be there. And then you may call that person and talk with him. But we have a tendency that we want to correct somebody in front of everyone. Suppose somebody walks inside the Shanti Stump with footwear. One innocent Mata has come, she doesn't know, or by mistake. And you saw, this mother has dared to walk inside, step inside the Shanti Stump with chappal, with footwear. You feel it is your moral duty. You feel as if you are the only person you have incarnated on this earth to correct her. There is nobody in this entire earth to give liberation to that soul and to give Srimad and to teach. The entire burden of her palna is upon me. Let me go and correct her. With that feeling that somebody has to tell, and let me do this work. I have to take the responsibility, I take the responsibility and I shout at her, I blast her. Is this a good wishes? Is this an act of humbleness? Of course, I am not telling not to teach, but you have to go through three stages, three tests. First, situated in Soman. Second, who is that Mata? A great soul. Can you go to third stage? When you see her as a great soul, Baba has kept the urn of knowledge on mothers. Baba has kept the urn of knowledge on mothers. The moment you see this, can you shout after these two thoughts? The thing is, how do we correct others? I am not telling not to correct. Method. What is the method? Yeah. Probably she doesn't know. Usko, you learn, you teach her. You teach her. But your way of teaching, your method of teaching, what timing of teaching, you want to teach her as if this time is gone, there is no other time in the entire kalpa to teach her. You can't wait for even 10 minutes. You want to teach her there and on the spot. Immediately. You have no patience and you don't want to wait. Let her finish that round. No. You want to teach her now. And what is the method of teaching? What are the words? Now look at your words. How do we teach? What are the words? Are they filled with Soman? One. Are they carrying feeling of humbleness? Third. Are they suffused with good wishes and pure feelings? Are they as per Srimad? Are they filled with selflessness? Are they elevating that soul or making that soul fall down? What they are doing? Is it really elevating that soul or making that soul fall down? After that correction, will that soul feel happy or unhappy? So in this entire drama, in this entire scene, what you have done is ego satisfaction. Nothing else. But outside, we say that somebody has to be there to correct. Who will correct otherwise if I don't correct? Don't worry, there are people sitting many to correct.
If everyone will think like same.
It's good. It's good. It's good. That soul will definitely learn on her own such things. And probably it is very less that she doesn't know or he doesn't know. He knows, but it had happened by mistake. Shyam Bhai had said one statement once in your class, but that statement was very bold, and I have a strong objection to that statement. What statement you had made once? You had said once, ki how, why they forget, why they do mistakes? What is the reason? After all, why they make mistake? This statement is very bold statement. How they are mistake, how, why they are making mistake, or how they are making mistake, or how they forget? After all, why they are forgetting? Whatever, no attention, not, after all, why they are forgetting? They should not forget. So, this is a statement that can give sorrow to ourselves more. Because we will see people are making mistakes all the time. We will see that people are committing mistakes all the time, they are forgetting all the time, they will do many things like that. And if I raise this voice from my heart, ki after all, how they can do this? Ultimate sufferer will be I myself, not they. Because this is a very bold statement. After all, why they are making mistakes? Yeah, this is a very, very deep psychology. Most of the time, 80% times probably they are not doing it purposefully. They are not doing it intentionally. It is occurring on, it is, even they are not very much aware of it probably. They are not aware they are coming to Madhuban for the first time, and many things are there. Even if somebody is very, very senior, probably that particular point has never touched his heart. And that touched us more. So this statement, ki after all, why they are committing mistake? After all, why they are doing this? So this, after, okay, this is fine, but you know, there is something to this. Yeah, what? The way you tell, with what intention, and how do you tell, that is important. Now, even if they will agree, definitely they will agree, if any brother who is staying here, a resident of this person comes and tells, they will definitely agree. It is not the question of they will not agree, but inside, what feelings they have, that is hidden. We do not know whether positive or negative. They will definitely, they will not dare to disobey. I am not talking of, it is not the question of disobedience. They will not dare, they will not speak back, they will immediately follow, everything they will do. But deep within, feelings, just as this brother is giving his own example, that something was spoiled, but the senior brother did not say a single word. Are they fools not to understand this? Everybody knows. Nobody is so ignorant that they do not understand things. They do understand. But the thing is that now he knows something is of the yagya is spoiled. He knows. Now what is the point of again scolding that person? What Dadi used to do and what examples senior brothers give us. All those examples are there. Definitely we feel that we should correct, and that only time we should correct. Yes. Is it possible? Correct. But correct after some time. We can think that, yes, as Baba is saying here, merciful. Better it is to be like mother is a person who is a sustainer, who is a mother. Mother, when he sees her child is making mistake, she teaches. But there is like an earthen pot, potter keeps a hand and then he taps. In the similar manner, you teach, but straight away go and teach. This method of teaching is absolutely wrong. Without any soman within us, and we are not seeing them in soman, this will only and only create ill will. Ill will. Durbhav. Though they may not express, never express, though they may learn, but that feeling, that subtle feeling of ill will, will that ever go? It doesn't. It will not. Because we ourselves, look at our own life. All those people who taught us in our life with very harsh and bitter words, do we have good wishes for them?
No.
We do have on the outside, but deep within, probably we don't. Remember those people who taunted you, those people who passed comments on you, those people who hurt you by their bitter words, and actually they are doing with good intentions. Okay? They are doing everything with good intentions. But their words are like that. Intentions you don't know. Their words only are visible. The thing which is visible is our word, not the intentions. Now your intention is very good. My intention is very good. That please don't do this here. My intention is very good. But they do not know intentions. They know only words. And words are not very filled with good wishes. Or they are not very sweet. The words are not sweet. So again the question remains, whether to correct somebody immediately and thinking that who will correct them? Yes, I will only correct, but not now immediately, after some time. Befriend them. Befriend them. Have friendship with them. And then gradually during the course of the conversation, accustom them with the customs and rules and manners which are in Madhuban. How? If suppose Brahma Baba would have done this, half of the people would have left him. If he had said even one word of correction, whatever he had to say, he said during Murli, through Murli, that's it. But if he had said somebody, you fool, come here. How dare you do this here? This is Madhuban, you don't know rules and regulations here? You are trying to spit? Out. If he had used this language, that person would have never come back. If somebody had done mistake, blunder, a great blunder leading to losses of some significant amount of money, of yagya, and if somebody is scolded, that person will carry that feeling always. So, this is a very, very subtle learning technique, teaching technique. We learn, that is good. But here Baba is teaching us how to teach. Because we are teachers. We need to learn how to teach. Teacher has to be very, very skillful. Teacher has to be a mother. Teacher has to be a sustainer. Students may make fun of him, making him a butt of mockery. But he has to be tolerant. He has to see things from a very broad perspective, not a very tubular vision. So, learn this art of teaching. Om Shanti.